Hello, everybody. It's me, your host, Logan West, coming at you with another episode of Across the Nerdverse. Today, I'm going to talk about another universe that is near and dear to my heart. That would be the Buffyverse. I'm a huge fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the universe of Angel that came shortly after. Both were excellent TV shows and great comic book series that continued the TV show universe. But before all that, there was a little movie in the early 90s called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Different cast, different story, different look. And while it was certainly not the most, I'd say, best work that was ever done, I think it was a great teaching tool to kind of let us know and let Joss Whedon know, what he wanted in terms of a vision and how to improve upon the movie. And I'll get into some of the things that kind of led to that creation of the movie later on. But first, without further ado, let's talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. It was originally a movie in 1992. Like the show, it was a comedy horror, a trend that is now dominant, especially in the horror and superhero genres. It had some decent star power attached to it: Christy Swanson, Donald Sutherland, Rutger Hauer, Paul Rubens, David Arquette, and Luke Perry, just to name a few. The plot starts off in the same tone as the show does years later. Buffy is a cheerleader and living the ultimate Valley Girl life. Then she gets approached by the Watcher Merrick, who fills her on her destiny, which of course leads to the rejection of the hero's call by Buffy, because like most teenagers, her stuff takes priority. But the dreams and the supernatural abilities are flexing, and events soon make her face her destiny. Next, some vampires attack Luke Perry and David Arquette's characters, Pike and Benny. Lothus and Amblin are the vampires in question, played by Rutger Hauer and Paul Rubens. Paul, by the way, just recently passed away. Benny gets turned, and a girl gets fed to Lothos. Pike tries to escape, but thankfully Buffy and Merrick stop them, and the Pike and Buffy relationship dynamic is introduced. Buffy then runs into Lothos and Amblin. Lothos puts Buffy into a trance. Merrick stops him, for his good deed gets killed by Lothos. His parting words are to do things your own way. It's a with great respect. Power comes great responsibility moment, and Buffy finds she can no longer go back to her old life. This is due to her old friends and current boyfriend basically casting her away after she's changed. The final showdown happens at the senior dance. Pike and Buffy are sharing a dance when Lothos and his unholy army attack. Chaos ensues. Pike kills his old friend, Benny, and Buffy takes care of Amblin, which I have to say is one of the funniest death scenes I've ever seen in a movie. Paul Rubens does such an amazing job, and I laugh out loud even 30 years later. Lothos then tries to hypnotize Buffy again, but she remembers Merrick's dying words and manages to enter into a duel with him, finally killing him in the end, hereby fulfilling her destiny. The movie ends with one final dance between Pike and Buffy, and they ride off on a motorcycle onto their next adventure in a kind of a weird happy ever after. Okay, so here's my thoughts on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. There was a lot of things that went wrong in terms of making this movie. One was that Joss Whedon didn't have a lot of say in this movie, and they basically reworked his vision and script to be more like a teen romantic drama versus like a story around teenage rebellion, teenage identity, those types of things that became much more ingrained in terms of the show later on. Sure, there was some of that, but it wasn't as far, I guess, fleshed out as the movie was. They were looking to cash in on the star power and that old trope around romance. I mean, Pike and Buffy, not really that exciting, even though I'm a big Luke Perry fan. It just wasn't what the movie needed. Also, they made the vampires kind of cheesy, kind of corny, just kind of throwaway villains. You saw more in terms of a lore, more of a actual threat, even though they weren't always supposed to be the biggest threat in the world. They were an accompanying threat along with the life lesson that Buffy had to learn across the season or the episode. So there was that difference. So I like how they brought the themes of alienation, they brought the themes of finding yourself, finding your own identity, and really went to town on it in the TV series. So there was that. And I think as the series went along, because it was still kind of cheesy in the first couple seasons, there was still some very stunted bad acting. There was still some very, you know, not fully fleshed out concepts, but they went with the vision that Joss kind of had, such as Merrick burning himself alive, basically was what it was supposed to be, but in the movie didn't turn out that way. Those kinds of things. So it was supposed to be a little bit darker. But c'est la vie, it all led to the same place. And I know, ironically, one of the reasons that Joss didn't like the cast was he found Donald Sutherland difficult to work with, which is ironic considering what happened to Joss later on with movies and the Justice League and his own TV show. But at the time, that's what was understood anyways about the conflict. So take it for what you will. I do think it has a movie. It's a movie that kind of survives on its own merit. It's just not meant to be taken as literal canon. It's just kind of a blueprint for future development. But let me know what you think. If you agree with me, if you don't, that's okay. It's good to have dialogue, good to have debate about such world-shattering important things such as Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie. That's been another episode of Across the Nerdverse. I hope you have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.